The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. Now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel reading today tells us of the contrast in earthly life and eternal life for two men, a rich man and a poor man named Lazarus. The rich man, apparently, never really notices Lazarus, never reaches out to help him at the doorstep, never tries to feed him, never tries to comfort him. Could it be that he just never saw him? He was just oblivious to his presence, or maybe he saw him and just thought he wasn't going to pay attention. He wasn't going to do anything for him. We hear of the reversal of their futures then in eternal life. One is comforted in heaven, one is tormented. This is a warning to us. This is a gospel reading about being aware of each other, being aware of our brothers and sisters. It can be easy to overlook the needs of other people, those that are inconvenient to us, those that we don't agree with or that are different. And maybe even just we feel overwhelmed with how do we care for all the poor and the needy of the world? Where do we even start? And so then maybe we're paralyzed and just don't think about it. I think we're encouraged, we're challenged in this reading, and really throughout so much of the Catholic Church's social teachings, to be aware of the poor and to make them a preferential part of our decision-making, our policy decisions, our economic decisions, because it can be so easy to overlook them, to overlook their needs and their vulnerability. Pope Francis has encouraged us today on this weekend in the church throughout the world to pray for migrants and refugees. This is the 105th World Day of Prayer for them. And so imagine for over 100 years, this has really been an issue around the whole world. The movement of peoples, the migration of people seeking a better place to live, and also for refugees that are seeking safety in their life. We are invited today then to be aware of them, to open our hearts to them, or at least to just listen and to try to grow in our awareness of our brothers and sisters. If we think back to our own histories, probably for most of us here, we have ancestors that came from other parts of the world and migrated to the United States, maybe in the 1800s, maybe in the 1900s, but probably somebody back in our history took on the challenging journey to this land. Imagine your great-grandfather or your great-grandmother arriving at Ellis Island or other entry points. I wonder what kind of reception they had. I wonder if they felt welcomed. Did they feel that they would be excluded or there'd be hurdles to get over? Once they came in, were they looked upon as different, and were they not given opportunities other people had, or maybe people thought that they were going to be a danger to society? But over the years, just think how far our families have come. I would include mine in that, and so I didn't have to go over those hurdles, face those challenges. I benefited so much from the other people that came here, from my family, and I'm grateful they came so that I can live here in this country. So it helps us, if we think back at our own histories, to realize that we're all here and we were dependent upon others that brought over our family. So now how about others that want to come in? How about other people that are vulnerable, seeking a safe place to live? I think we need to be aware of them, be sensitive to them, and work as a community and a church to welcome others that want to come to our country. It's not an easy thing to do. We've been working on this for a long time, and political parties on both sides of the aisle, religious groups from all parts of the world, and are seeking ways to, what policies do we need to have, and how do we make this work practically? Those decisions need to be made, and we need to be informed when we're voting that the people that we elect to office carry the values that we want to have, not only on this issue, but on all the issues of social policy and moral policy. And this is an important one, the treatment of migrants and refugees and how we respond to their needs. Pope Francis, in his letter to the church for this World Day of Prayer for migrants and refugees, made some very good points. He said it's not just about migrants, it's also about our fear, that we have fears of those who are different from us. It's not wrong that we have fears, but what becomes a problem is when it conditions our way of thinking, making us intolerant, closing us off, and perhaps even becoming racist. In this way, fear deprives us of the desire and ability to encounter the other person who's different from myself. It deprives me of an encounter with Jesus. It's also, he said, not about just migrants, it's about our humanity. Because as Christians, we're called to have compassion for all our neighbors that we see are in difficulty. As Jesus himself teaches us, being compassionate means we recognize the suffering of the other and we take immediate action to help, to heal, and to save. The Pope also says it's not just about migrants, it's about putting the last in first place. Jesus Christ asks us not to yield to the logic of the world, which justifies injustice to others for my own gain or the gain of my group. Instead, the true motto of the Christian is, the last shall be first. Is this the attitude that we adopt when we think of the poor, the marginalized, and the least of society? The Pope concludes his letter by saying, this is not only the cause of migrants that is at stake. It's not just about them, but it's also about us. Migrants and refugees and the vulnerable help us read the signs of the times. Through them, the Lord is calling us to conversion, to be set free from exclusivity and indifference. Through them, the Lord invites us to embrace fully our Christian life, to contribute, each according to the way we can, to the building up of a world that is more and more in accord with God's plan. The Church has also said that we need to look at our immigration system here in this country. The Catholic bishops of the United States have asked us to, and asked political leaders to remember and to try to follow some principles, among them that a just immigration system would facilitate a legal flow of migration across the border, but it would also address the root causes of why people need to migrate. What are we doing as a world with our economic decisions that force people to flee their country of origin and come here? A just immigration system, the bishops say, would also be such that families are not divided, because in many situations, children are taken from their parents, and they are at risk of losing their children permanently and not knowing where they are. Thirdly, a just immigration system would permit visas to reunite families, which Catholic advocates said should be a bedrock principle of any nation's migration laws. And lastly, a fair immigration system would allow refugees to seek asylum. Their asylum claims would be adjudicated in a timely manner, during which the time the refugees and their families are waiting to come in, they'd be kept safe and their basic needs cared for. So our bishops have given us principles that we as citizens and political leaders are asked to start thinking about and trying to incorporate in our decision making. Each of us probably comes to this issue of migration, refugees, welcoming others from different angles. It might be that we're just becoming aware of the issue and we want to learn more. We may not yet know what decision or actions we want to take politically, and that's okay, but to continue to learn about the issue and what's happening on the borders. There'll be an opportunity here on November 9th, it's a Saturday, there's going to be a meeting here organized by the organization One Body. It's a group that is supported by Archbishop Hebda. He has put his support behind them. This group, One Body, is composed of different churches, and many of them Catholic, and they're really calling on every Catholic in Minnesota to spend this year to really have encounters with immigrants and refugees, to pray about what we're doing, where's our conscience, what is it calling us to do, and to participate in activities where we can open our hearts to the reality that we have immigrant families in our state here of Minnesota. So there'll be more information about the meeting on November 9th. It's a Saturday morning, but I'd invite anyone that would like to come to hear more about the migration issue here in Minnesota, and maybe to form your conscience upon what action God may be calling you to take. The gospel reading today of the rich man and Lazarus is a challenge, because too often we may ignore the needs of somebody that's right on our doorstep. Let's take the time to be aware of them and to pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us into what actions we're called to take.